This is the Hawk Corner for the week of August the 24th. This is the Hawk Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna. Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Ryan McKenna and I will be the host for today's episode of the Hawk Corner, the source for all your Major League Baseball needs. After a couple weeks of vacation for both Matthew, our technical director, and myself, we are back for a bit of a shorter episode today, just to get back in the rhythm of things. I hope you all enjoy the show, and we will be talking about some crazy hit incidents earlier in the week, a couple of veterans being picked up by contenders, and the Nationals have a new manager. Let's get this show on the road. The Hawk Corner News! Let's start off the news with news about a future Hall of Famer and the likes of John Smoltz, who was placed on waivers a couple weeks ago. Well, he cleared waivers and was released by the Red Sox on Monday, but found a new home shortly after with the St. Louis Cardinals, signing with them later on in the week. Smoltz made his first start last night with the Cardinals, going 5 innings, striking out 9, and only giving up 3 hits. A great return to the National League for Smoltzy. The Texas Rangers picked up some veteran leadership along with some much-needed help behind the dish after Gerald Saltalamacchia went on the disabled list when they traded for Evan Rodriguez. Pudge Rodriguez is with the Rangers for a second stint after he played for the club from 1991 to 2002. Manager Ron Washington said that Rodriguez will back up Taylor Teagarden. Pudge was batting .251 with 8 home runs and 34 RBIs at the time of the trade. In other Rangers news, the club has cut ties with erratic pitcher Vicente Padilla. Padilla was known as a bad influence in the Rangers clubhouse. He did not stay on free agents long, though, as he was picked up by the Dodgers. Possibly a move to make up for not getting Smoltz? Padilla was 8-6 with the Rangers with a 4.92 ERA. Mike Rizzo was officially named the new general manager of the Washington Nationals earlier in the week. Rizzo will take over the reins of a rebuilding club who just barely signed their first overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft, Steven Strasburg, and they signed him to a record-breaking 4-year deal over $15 million. Strasburg is not expected to make a debut this season with the club as he has not pinched since the end of the college season, which was June, I believe. Also this week in transaction moves, the Detroit Tigers added a bat to their lineup with the acquiring of Aubrey Huff from the Orioles for a minor leaguer. Huff was very disappointed to be leaving the Orioles squad, who was in a rebuilding phase, and Huff stated that the team was the best up-and-coming team he has seen in a long time. Huff was batting .253 with 13 home runs and 72 RBIs with the Orioles this season. A scary scene early last week when 3 Major League Baseball players were all hit in the head. David Wright, who is a terrific young third baseman, was pelted with a fastball from Giants hurler Matt Cain. Wright was clearly shaken up on the play. After numerous tests, manager Jerry Manuel said that he would be very surprised to see Wright back in the lineup this season, as he is suffering from post-concussion symptoms. Ian Kinsler, who was also hit by a fastball, but he turned out to be okay. Well, Hideki Kuroda was probably the scariest of the 3. He was hit square in the head on a line drive and was down on the ground for approximately 7 minutes. He had to be carted off by a tractor and the ambulance. And he will be out indefinitely. It was an extremely scary scene. That leads me to an article that I was reading the other day. This is about a new helmet that Easton is manufacturing, and the helmet is called the S100. I guess it's sort of a bulkier helmet. It's not the best-looking helmet, that's for sure. This article came out just after Gonzalez, I believe, got hit in the head there. That was a couple weeks ago. And they called it the S100 because it is made to withstand a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and have no head damage or trauma. Now, they asked David Wright, this was before he was hit in the head, if he would wear it, and he said, yes, absolutely. Well, obviously, he could have used that the other day. I will post the link of the article here for you guys to see. That will wrap up our news. the Hot Corner Injury Report. A couple injuries to talk about here. Kyle Loesch of the St. Louis Cardinals has landed on the disabled list with a groin strain. This means even with the acquisition of John Smoltz, the Cards will need to land a number 5 starter. Another trade in the making? Who knows? A guy who was slated to be on the Who's Not very soon, Aaron Harang, has instead escaped that shameful mention of the Hot Corner Not and went to the hospital to have a season-ending epididymy. He was 6-14 with a 4.21 ERA. That will wrap up our injury report. As I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, this was going to be a short episode. We here at the Hot Corner, after a 2-week break, wanted to get back in the swing of things and have a great show online for you next week. Tune in Monday at noon for episode 16, and this will be our last Monday episode, our last Monday broadcast, sorry, for the Major League Baseball season, as unfortunately school is starting back up again. As episodes will be now, or after next week, be recorded on Sunday evenings and put up on Monday morning instead of Monday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this show. I will leave you with some Flo Rida and hit a track from his latest CD called Jump. This has been a presentation of the Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matthew McKenna. Assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Special analyst, Adam Connolly. Thanks for tuning in. I ain't never seen nobody out of here so high. Like a bird, like a plane. His body out of here, say his body out of here, say his body out of here. Take it to the roof. Everybody with me got their own parachute. You ain't scared of heights when you're sipping on goose. Party all night like I'm flying JetBlue. You ain't never seen nobody get this loose. Charlie Akinati with a body, what it do? Jump with this man, bump to this man, thump to this man, crump to this man. Got another hit man. Hold up, I wanna go up, then wanna throw up. My click pull up, and every bad chick know us. That's the boy got us all really high. Nasty Charlie on my Astro 9. High rolling, baby, like I'm choking on pie. Super Bowl blimp, good year on top. Could I be a bird? I gotta be fly, but I'm flying spur.